Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
If you're a smoker or dipper looking to make a change, you really only need one reason to do it. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you can find many. Zyn is America's number one nicotine pouch. It's made with only 6 simple ingredients. Plus, Zyn is the only nicotine pouch with a 10-day hassle-free trial. There are lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Find your Zyn online or in a store near you at zyn.com/find. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello and welcome. It's our number four, hour four of our radio show. And we'll do something a little different here. We all love our sports. We love radio, but we also love TV, right? We watch these games on TV quite a bit. Well, a major sports cable broadcaster, which goes by the Bally's name, is headed towards bankruptcy. So bankruptcy for the company that's behind so many of these regional sports networks. What do you make of Bally's Sports Network, the family of networks going belly up financially? How has the landscape changed in sports television recently? And also, how does this all shake out? How does the future look? We go into the crystal ball. And we'll get to that and a whole lot more for sports television right now in hour number four. Here it is. On the highway to hell, at least financially, welcome in the beginning of another hour of the Ben Maller Show. We are in the air everywhere. Confidants, as we suffer from a touch, just a touch of sports talk radio dysmorphia, coast to coast, border to border, and beyond, on the best and pioneeringly powerful microphones of FSR emanating live from the lab as we practice rocket science all night long. We are broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com. We'll help you get there. In unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. So our lead this hour, we're going to do something a little different. We'll get back to the football conversation in a minute, but our lead comes from the Boob Tube Sports. Now, sports is not really sports. It's really just television, right? Let's be honest here. We break it down like that. Not that hard to figure this out. So sports is dependent on television, and television is dependent on sports. It is the gift that keeps on giving. Financially, these are boom times. It's just the way it is. Cha-ching, 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 unless that's not the case. The industry taking a gigantic hit recently, despite record ratings for NFL games and whatnot. The sports networks, the regional sports networks, some of them not doing quite as well. If you've not heard, maybe not. We'll get you caught up on this. So we've learned that the largest owner of local sports channels in the United States here is heading rapidly to bankruptcy court, a very complex, tangled web, $8.6 billion with a B like Ben, billion in debt restructuring. So they're going to bankruptcy court, and you shouldn't spend too much time talking about bankruptcy court on a radio show, but the stakes on this are massive, and that is why I want to talk with you about it, because this changing of television, the trickle-down is affecting sports, and it's starting at the regional network, the direct-to-consumer streaming market, which is where it's at right now, and they're hoping that they can save this company by using the streaming services. But Bloomberg tells us that this Diamond Sports Group is suffering a Titanic-like sinkage. The cable TV subscribers are not renewing. It's been going that direction for years, and this has caused problems financially with creditors. They've got issues with the major sports leagues. On the line here, $55 billion in sports media rights. $55 billion. It's an insane amount of money. And this is the regional sports network that has most of the Major League Baseball contracts, most of the NBA regional contracts, and the National Hockey League. And they've completely botched the finances on this. The parent company, which is the Sinclair Broadcast Group, they own the firm, and they're going to skip a big payment on interest, like a $140 million payment from what I was reading here. And so then there's like a month. They pretty much have a 30-day period of time to figure this out. And they operate what's known to many as the Bally's sports brand. Bally's pays for the sponsorship. I'm sure they're happy that their name's associated with this. And so the group Diamond, which operates it, filed for bankruptcy. We talked about that in a previous episode of the show. But this is now, we're getting down to you-know-what time. It's nut-cutting time here, and it could potentially put at risk tons and tons of revenue. Major League Baseball is on the on-deck circle first for this. So let us discuss the question. What do you make of the regional sports network, the Bally Sports brand, if you will, for lack of a better way to describe it, going belly up financially, and what do you make of it? So I've got Pyramid, CNBC, and Darwinism, and we will combine all of these things together, and we are going to make a nice soup kitchen is what we're going to make, because, my God, how do you butcher something as simple as this, where you pretty much have a license to print money? So to lead off, you can't unring the bell on this. The damage has been done. We cannot understate how big a deal this is. The ripple effect is the size of the Pacific Ocean. It is massive. It will send a tidal wave around the sporting world. There is no way on God's green earth to spin this into a positive. The very lifeblood of the sports business is television. And it's this regional money that they get, in addition to the national money from Fox and ESPN and whatnot. But the golden goose needs medical attention. You might want to get the golden goose some pharmaceuticals. Local media rights revenue dictates, for many teams, how much players get paid. and how much employees for the team gets paid and how much ticket prices are and how much all that is. It's all tied together. And so if you think of the industrial complex of sports as the tip of a pyramid, and just like the tip of a pyramid, everything goes through television for the industrial complex of sports. And so no bills are paid without the influx of cash. And do they make a lot of money from ticket sales yet? Do they make a lot of money from overpriced nachos and hot dogs and ridiculously priced beers? Of course. But the amount of money they make from television is craziness. And this bankruptcy is putting all of that in jeopardy for so many teams. Now, not all the teams. The Yankees, for example, own and operate their regional network. The Dodgers are in bed on theirs, the Red Sox. But for so many of these other teams, this is a big deal. Now, furthermore, pro sports teams who have been living high on the hog since the great cable boom. Boom! And that goes back to, what are we looking at? The early to mid to late 80s. In pretty much that decade of the 1980s. So we're coming up on 40 years of increased revenue. And it's just a license to print money. And now the murmurs are out there around the sporting world that the future forecast for these local cable rights deals are shrinkage. Now, I thought the thing that would do in the sporting world was the global pandemic, the COVID, which shut it down. And it didn't torpedo the sports world. The reason it didn't torpedo it is because it didn't matter whether anyone was at the games because they had the television money. But now if you lower the television money out of the equation, what do we got now? Right? The teams and leagues are going to have to rework the finances to accept lower payouts going forward. So how has everything turned into this giant quagmire for sports TV? Well, this is a byproduct of CNBC's longest-running primetime original series. It sums it up best, American Greed. It's a good show. I've watched it a few times over the years. But increased cable rates, increased rates for this, that, and the other thing, and the whatchamacallit, and they finally have reached critical mass. They've finally done it in sports and television where they've reached the breaking point. It's been that way for years. Netflix, the boom on that, and then all these media companies are like, well, Netflix is really valuable. Let's start our own streaming service. And so Disney got in on it. Everyone's got their own streaming service. And the line goes, the hog gets fat, and then eventually they get slaughtered. And many in TV are feeling the effects here. In sports TV, the scenery has changed. The cord cutters are winning. So if you've gotten rid of cable, pat yourself on the back. It's taken a while, but now you are winning the Cold War. Fewer eyeballs paying means fewer revenue, and it all comes out in the wash. And with people streaming and watching these games, and some people, there are pirated streams, people paying less or not paying at all, the entire business model goes to hell. It's archaic. We knew it was not sustainable. Good afternoon, good evening, and good night. All right, parting shot. So how does all of this shake down? How does it shake down? So I've got my crystal ball out. Looking at my crystal ball here, what we see right now is Darwinism. And in Darwinism, you adapt to your new normal or you go away, you die. And there has been a market correction. And from what I've been reading and from what I've been hearing about this regional network, which is the Bally's brand, the operator behind that, they did not adjust. They knew what was going on, but they chose not to go down that road. They got a late start on the streaming service, and now they are in stranger danger. The big conundrum here, the big conundrum for the sports leagues, long-term contracts. If you've got pennies on the dollar coming back to you, because of cord cutters and TV deals, what happens to the mega, 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 mega contract? Now, Aaron Judge happens to play for the Yankees, and they're apparently okay for now because of the YES Network, the way that's set up, and Mookie Betts with the Dodgers. But Mike Trout plays for the Angels, and they're part of the Bally's umbrella. So what happens to that mega deal? And there are many others that have signed massive contracts in recent years that are under that cloud. So the framework of those deals is based on the TV money continuing for, in some cases, over a decade. not my problem, it's their problem. But we are facing a sports television Armageddon for the regional networks because of the botching of this operation. This is a drought, a revenue drought of biblical proportions if this continues the way it's going. And it's odd because people are watching these games. There is an audience that get regional ratings. Even baseball, people say, oh, baseball is an old man sport. No one's watching baseball. But in most markets, Major League Baseball games win the night or they're in the top three or four television programs in pretty much all the markets. And people can't stand that because they say baseball is boring and no one's watching. Well, people are watching, but yet they've found a way to not continue the golden goose. It's fascinating. So the big reservoir of liquid cash is drying up. So since I am not affected by this in any way, I'm just going to grab a big bucket of popcorn and maybe some other snacks here, and I'm going to watch these aristocrats squirm like the worm, and they're going to try to figure out a solution. It's not my problem. It's your problem. But live sports on TV, again, big audience still, but the pay-for-play model is people are not opening up their wallets, and so we have to see a quantum leap. You have to figure out a way to evolve, which is going to kill people in these sports leagues because they're going to have to offer an app. And I've heard rumors that Major League Baseball is going to take back their regional networks and they're going to have an app. They already have it, the MLB app, but they're going to charge a more reasonable fee per month. And what that will be, I don't know what the price point is. Is it, you know, comparison to Netflix or Disney or these other streaming services, Hulu, where it's $10-$15 a month, and then you can watch any game you want. Right now, they already have the season-wide MLB package, but maybe this will be used on a regional basis. You can only watch your team. But only the fittest will survive. But it is a massive story that not many people are talking about that will have the tentacles of that story will be all over all of these big professional sports leagues, basketball, hockey, and baseball. All right, it is the Ben Maller Show. You want to comment on that or anything else? We'll take your calls, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Also on Twitter, at Ben Maller. That's at Ben Maller if you'd like to be part of the program. And we'll take a bunch of calls. We also have Puck the World with Eddie. We've got Fact or Fiction coming up later this hour as well. We'll get to all that. And, of course, you, the star of the show, we'll get to it, and we will do it next.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
If you're a smoker or dipper looking to make a change, you really only need one reason to do it. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you can find many. Not only did Zyn create the first ever nicotine pouch, we're still America's number one choice for smoke-free, spit-free nicotine satisfaction. It could be because Zyn is made with only 6 simple ingredients, including naturally derived nicotine salt. Or maybe it's because Zyn is the only nicotine pouch with a 10-day trial. For anyone worried Zyn won't cut it like traditional tobacco, just ask one of the millions of people who have achieved lasting change. You have lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Find your Zyn online or in a store near you at Zyn.com/find. That's Zyn.com/find. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
The Ben Maller Show is a hot take invention lab by night. Enhance your listening experience by chaperoning Big Ben on Twitter. He's at Ben Maller. On Facebook, it's facebook.com/Ben Maller Show. And on Instagram, it's at Ben Maller on Fox. Put your stamp on our proprietary blend of unique features such as lame jokes and Ask Ben. And now live from the TireRack.com Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
And right to the phones we go. We'll say hello to Jed, who fled in the great state of Florida. Hello, Jed, who fled. Welcome.
Welcome.
There he is.
There we go. Hey, there we go. How about you get off the drugs, Ben, and remember to put me off, you know, take me off. How about that last bumper music by Led Zeppelin? Like, I'm all out of drugs. If I'm getting sleep, I'm all out of drugs. Now, Ben, really am I introspective in any way, shape, or form? And the main reason that I got a lot of drugs to do is very limited time to do it. And people like you, Coops, and you, Roberto, you know, Bobby Lucia's dead, and Eddie, don't carry your weight when it comes to doing hard narcotics. So I've got to do quadruple and quintuple the amount to carry y'all's weight. And so what I'm coming to is there's an intersection in life, dude. And imagine there's no road signs, there's no GPS, there's no nothing, and I'm at it, and I'm sitting there right now in life, and I don't know what I'm going to do. What do you think? Well, you're my phone a friend. What should I do? This is a metaphor and literal. So what do you got?
Take a deep breath. How about that? Why don't you take a deep breath?
Breath rhymes with meth, and I'm speeding towards my death. And my friend's name is Seth, and his mom's name's Beth. What was that? That was not helpful at all. A deep breath. You know what I mean? And I'm still breathing. I'm breathing hard right after that.
Yeah.
Anyway, the Florida State Seminoles are beating the Florida Gators. They're beating the Miami Hurricanes. And how about this? The Hurricanes fan the other day told me, like, the Seminoles suck. I'm like, you're the Hurricanes. You literally suck and blow. That is what your physical descriptions are. How are you going to say, we suck? I should get off the air, huh? Marcel, have a good one.
Thank you. Okay. Probably better that way. All right. Ooh. Let's go to Picking with Poppy in San Diego. The hits keep coming. Hello, Poppy. What's going on there, Poppy? San Diego.
Yes, San Diego in the house. Shout out to Poppy's fans. I love all my fans, all my haters, and shout out to Tesla. Working hard, Poppy.
Okay,
loves
you,
Tesla.
You don't have to do that. There's no need to do what you just did.
Hey, Ben
shame
Maller,
on you.
No, it's not a shame. Hey, I was gonna tell you, I want to give it a shout out to that one person that called in saying about Uber Eats. They have over 1,500 orders delivered. I say congratulations, but you want to know how much orders Poppy has delivered on Uber Eats?
Well, you're going to tell me whether I want to know or not, aren't you? You're going to tell me that. So go ahead, tell me. Go ahead.
Okay, so I've ordered 3,049 orders of Uber Eats, and I do, of course, regular Uber.
And how much time are we talking about here?
Well, we're talking about, let's say, because I didn't work 3 years on that, so subtract that. We'll talk about 3 years, probably 3 years on that.
So three years. So about 1,000, over 1,000 a year.
Yeah, like around there, yeah, give or take, yeah.
All right. Yeah. Well, good.
And then, and I wanted to tell you guys, you know, Poppy's a professional expert about delivering food on Uber Eats. I know Coop the Loop was, you know, kind of saying, I'm going to give you guys some tips, hacks on Uber Eats. He was saying it was too expensive to go in on Uber Eats at that time. The problem is with Uber Eats, they take what they do. They track, like, the algorithm. They keep track when you're ordering, and, of course, more high demand, higher prices. But what you guys should really do is download Postmates because it's cheaper than Uber Eats, and it's the same company pretty much Uber Eats Postmates. Nice. And I was going to tell you about that story that you were saying about the news, you know, about the ordering the food and Uber Eats. What happens on the thing when you get, I do Uber Eats, and sometimes they give you, like, it's crazy because customers say, do this, this, and that, like, a lot of directions. I do it the old school way because Poppy's old school. I just call them up because, you know, texting, this and that, it's better talking, like, one-on-one, like I'm talking to you, Ben. And that guy that was delivering that food on TikTok, I say he's doing it all for the cloud or whatever, like,
Yeah, well, we talked. The reason we're talking about food delivery, if you're just welcoming to the show, is because we discussed this guy at a college basketball game last night. Loyola of Chicago was in Pittsburgh playing Duquesne, and this guy walked on the court, and I don't know whether it was for TikTok or not. It was funny, but some people think it was all for the clout.
Yeah, I think it's all for the clout and the show. I mean, when I get an order, you guys heard me. When I'm working and I'm calling the show, you hear me. I'm professional when I talk to my customers.
You don't grab fries or anything out of the bag? You don't do that? You're not that guy?
No, I'm not that guy. And actually, when you get the food, I actually tell when I pick up, I actually had an order like an hour ago at Hooters, maybe at 12 o'clock. And I told Hooters, hey, what time do you guys close right here in Mission Valley in San Diego? They're like, we closed at midnight. I was like, okay, thanks. So what you got to know is you got to know the hours where your restaurant's going.
And I got you. All right. I think we've met our quota of food talk, but thank you. I appreciate that. All right, let's get this guy on from the bed because I have contacted his nemesis. Now, I don't think we have anybody for the Cincinnati-Kansas City game. We'll have to line that up. But Alameda Lou is in the bay. Hello, Alameda Lou.
Ben. Oh, God, that Florida guy who called in, meth is a hell of a drug. I'll tell you what.
Yeah, that should be a commercial not to do meth right there.
You know, so earlier, I've been listening to the show for a while. I'm looking at my phone. I've been on hold for like 2 hours. You mentioned the Pacifica Taco Bell, which is just right up the street from me. And I'll tell you what, you were skeptical, but it's a great place.
Well, it's because of the location, not necessarily the food, though. Right?
Well, that's completely true as well, but would challenge you to eat a crappy taco and sip a Baja Blast while looking at the Pacific Ocean and not enjoy yourself.
Well, no, next time I'm in that area, if I remember, I'll definitely stop by. I will.
Yes, sir.
Check it out.
All right, so Ben, let's get down to business, huh? Last time I called in, which I think was last night, you offered up a verbal octagon opportunity for me.
Yeah. And I have heard from Fats in Philly. Fats is ready. He told me he's going to have a crazy party this weekend. And he says anytime, any place, anywhere. So I'm thinking hour number one is what I'm thinking of tomorrow's show.
Number one.
In the opening hour, about halfway through the hour. Does that work for you?
Ben, you're giving me the Thursday slot. It's like my birthday. I'm feeling really good.
Okay, that's prime time. That's lame jokes night. That's big time radio. Balderdash, unless we run out of time. The Coop Scoop on entertainment night. That's a massive night of radio. And so then I just have to email back Fats and let him know. But he said, I mean, I'll read. I don't know if he wants me to read the email. He said Fats in the Verbal Octagon. He says that he is already planning. He says if the Birds go to the Super Bowl, he's already got an Airbnb reservation, Center City, Philly, for the weekend, which means he's already planning some degradation of Philadelphia. Like he's going to tear down signs and climb lights and things like that. So he's ready. All right,
party this guy's going to be thrown is a pity party this Sunday.
Okay. All right. Are you sure you're aware of Fats in Philly? This guy has lit himself on fire and screamed my name. He has shown us all of Fats.
Mallard Militia.
Yeah, I mean, this guy's insane, this guy Fats. He's your definition of your Philadelphia sports fan. He's better than that.
If you'll give me just like 30 more seconds, if I can regale you with just a real quick tale. First time I heard about the Ben Maller show, I was driving home from somewhere. It was late night. I was listening to 95.7 The Game, which is the local Fox Sports radio here in the Bay Area. And just so happens, Blind Scott had called in when the Warriors were in the finals. And I heard this guy talking absolute nonsense. And it compelled me for whatever reason to call in. And here we are now. In the first Verbal Octagon with Blind Scott, I didn't quite understand how the Ben Maller show went.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I didn't show up in the moment, but I'll be fucking, excuse me, I'll be damned.
Say that. All right, see, I'll look at that. You guys so worked, the man's so worked up, Eddie, he cursed Eddie. The man, Lou is so excited, he dropped a bad word. All right, listen, Lou, you got to keep it clean, but we'll do it tomorrow. I'm gonna email Fats. He's listening. Fats, if you're listening, just the first hour, I'll get his number. Coop, do we have this guy, Lou's number? Do we have a contact for him?
Yeah.
I'm your daddy. Get ready.
All right. Thank you. All right. There you go. So that'll be big, Eddie. Now we need like a Justin in Cincinnati, and then we need one of our Kansas City guys. And then we're good. And whoever wins the Octagon will be who we pick to win the games on Sunday. Like whoever makes the more compelling argument for their team.
All right. Sounds good.
It's going to be big time.
I hope so.
There's no hope. It's going to be amazing.
Well, there have been times we've thought that we were going to have, big verbal
guys
octagon.
Guys flake all the time. That's the problem. Guys don't show up. They say they're going to be there, and then they don't show up, and then we're scrambling, and then it turns into a hot mess. But, no, this will be good.
All right.
Fats is there. Fats alone. Lou's become a great caller, so these guys are good.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific.
This is Steve Covino.
And Rich Davis.
And together, we are Covino and Rich.
Covino and Rich.
Thanks, buddy. That's right, Covino and Rich, Fox Sports Radio's newest hit show. Heard weekdays from 5 to 7 Eastern, 2 to 4 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Every Covino and Rich show is available as a podcast. Just search Covino and Rich wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe.
I'm such a rocking dude.
The show features our unique take on sports, injected with some fun, humor, and relatability.
Listen to Covino and Rich 5 days a week on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Covino and Rich, give me a hell yeah!
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road. But if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Ready to start your new journey? Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Enjoy Zyn nicotine pouches for 10 days and discover a fresher way to experience nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. Here's how to get started with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Simply pick your strength and varieties online and check out. Once your Zyn nicotine pouches arrive in the mail, enjoy pure nicotine satisfaction at your leisure. After your 10-day trial, let us know what you think. If Zyn isn't for you, no hard feelings. It's that simple. Order online at Zyn.com, that's Zyn.com, to start your new journey today with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Dame, another deep three. Yes! Ninth three of the game for Dame. He's got 50 for the third time in his career against Utah. We're still in the third.
Fox Sports Radio affiliate KPOJ Blazers Radio Network on the call. He would end up with 60 in the Blazers win over the Jazz. That was our progressive play of the day.
I was impressed that he, because sometimes these guys get 60 points. They take 55 shots.
Yeah.
He only took 29 shots to get to 60 points. That's pretty good.
That's not bad.
21 of 29 for Lillard from the floor last night. 9 of 15 from three-point range. But he only took 10 foul shots. So he only got 9 points, 9 of the 61 from the foul line. So that's one of the more efficient.
Yeah, I think only one other player I read has had a more efficient game with less trips to the foul line. I think it was Rick Barry or something like that.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
I don't know about that. Remember when Kobe Bryant's last game? How many shots did he take when he scored 60 in his last game against the Jazz?
It doesn't matter. Nobody remembers that,
Ben. I remember that. It was a lot. It was a ton. It was an insane amount of shots.
It doesn't matter.
Let's go, Clippers. Oh, boy. The ratings, but Clipper Daryl, man.
He still dropped 60. In his last game. Legend.
Calm down. He took 50 shots. I looked up the box score. All right. So, anyway. All right. I know. 50 shots to get 60 points. That's fine. You know, whatever. All right. It is the Ben Maller Show as we roll on. And let's just get right back over to Eddie Garcia right now. Get you caught up on everything going on in the world of hockey as we will puck the world. And here he is, Edmund.
All right, thank you, Ben. We are a little over halfway into the NHL season. The All-Star break is coming up next week, and there's no question who the biggest surprise is so far in the season, and that is the Seattle Kraken, second year of existence. With their win last night over the Canucks, they've already got more wins this season than they had all of last season in their first year in the league. They also passed the Vegas Golden Knights and moved into first place in the Pacific Division. No one saw this coming. And they apparently have a 95.4% chance of reaching the playoffs for the first time in team history. Let's get Kraken up in
Seattle. First time in team history, Eddie. How many years have they been around?
Second year.
Yeah. So, I mean,
Vancouver Canucks have had a tough season, from their owner being sued by his own kids to fans throwing jerseys on the ice in protest of their team's poor play. And they fired their head coach, Bruce Boudreau, the other day, the first coach to be fired this season in the NHL. And you would have think that would have made the fans happy, right? They're not having a good season, got to get rid of the coach. No, you're wrong. The fans brought signs to his final game saying, "We love Bruce." They were chanting, "Bruce, there it is," like the old, you know, whoop, there it is, which they used to do when they won games, mostly last season. But the team, apparently the fans are more upset with the organization and the moves that they've made and the fact they didn't think that they treated Bruce properly when everybody knew he was going to get fired. They kind of had him dangling out there for a while. So good times going on in Vancouver. They're probably going to trade their top player, Bo Horvat, before the trade deadline coming up as well. So congratulations to Rick Tocchet. He's your new head coach of the Vancouver Canucks.
That's a cushy TV job. How much money did they pay him?
Right? I don't know. I think he got a 3-year deal, I believe I saw he got.
They should have hired Don Cherry as the...
Yeah, that would go over really well. congrats to Steven Stamkos of the Tampa Bay Lightning. He had a hat trick the other day against the Vancouver Canucks to record his 500th career goal, 47th player in NHL history to hit the 500 goal mark, just the third active player to do it, joining Alexander Ovechkin and Sidney Crosby. Congrats to Colorado Avalanche head coach Jared Bednar. Picked up his franchise record, 266 victory the other day against the Washington Capitals. Actually, it was last Tuesday night. And that it was in his 500th career coaching game as well. He's now the all-time winningest coach in Avalanche / Nordiques team history, as they used to be the Nordiques, as I hit my microphone. They used to be the Nordiques. They moved to Denver and became
the
Avalanche.
Don't break the mic, Eddie. This is very expensive.
No, it would never break. These things are sturdy. They're very sturdy. Johnny Gaudreau returning to Calgary for the first time Monday night to take on his old team since he shockingly left them and picked Columbus. And as you expect, he was booed throughout the game, except for when they showed a video tribute. Then he was cheered, and then they went right back to booing him every time he touched the puck. The Blue Jackets lost that game 4-3. Panthers head coach Paul Maurice was fined $25,000 by the NHL for his comments after a loss to the Maple Leafs. As far as why he was fined, well, he says that he's got a personal beef with one of the referees in the game. He said, talking about some of the calls, it had nothing to do with my players. It had to do with me and a relationship that I had with one of the referees. He was talking about Francois St. Laurent, who is the apparently he has beef with that referee anyway. NHL All-Star Game coming up, Sunrise, Florida, May 3rd and 4th. We talked about this last week, but the Skills Challenge, they're going to have a slap shot dunk tank on the beach. Pitch and puck golf hockey mix. And we thought they were going to shoot pucks into the alligators or whatever. Apparently they're not going to do that. They're going to set some kind of goaltending shooting competition. Yes?
So they should do a sports radio monologue, and then we could judge the monologue.
That sounds like just an awful idea.
That's a wonderful idea.
Finally,
wonder what David Pasternak's monologue would be about, right?
Probably Dunkin' Donuts, probably, yeah. Finally, Commissioner Gary Bettman had some amusing comments yesterday. So he was talking to the media, and there's this guy named Connor Bedard. He's the next big thing, supposedly. He's going to be drafted in the NHL, and not surprisingly, there are plenty of teams that want him, and you know, they're not exactly putting out their best effort in an attempt to have better odds of getting him. So Gary Bettman was asked about tanking in the NHL. He took exception.
Nobody tanks because we have a weighted lottery, and you're not going to lose games to increase your odds by a couple of percentage points. That's silly. And frankly, suggesting tanking, I believe, is inconsistent with the professionalism that our players and our coaches have. Nobody tanks.
Eddie, one word, bullcrap was the word I heard, Eddie. Bullcrap.
There are.
Let me go right now, Eddie. I'm going to go to tankathon.com. Let me see here. Let me do the lottery. Oh, look at that. Vancouver gets the number one pick, Eddie.
There's no way that happens. Not the way their season is going. Everything's going wrong. I can't believe that. Let me do it again.
Hold on.
I'm going to say Chicago. Chicago Blackhawks.
I'm doing it again. Hold on. Oh, Columbus, Eddie. Columbus with the number one pick. Chicago with the number two pick. And your Anaheim Ducks number three.
I do not want the Ducks to get Connor Bedard. I do not want to see that.
Who's on your big board, Eddie, for the NHL draft? Is it just this guy Bedard?
That's the only guy I know. So him. Yeah.
He's from Regina.
Regina. Rhymes with something else.
I said, well, what is it, Eddie?
I said it rhymes with something else.
Oh,
Regina.
Regina.
Yeah.
Regina.
Regina, Saskatchewan.
Yeah.
And that's your Puck the World Report.
It's the high school's logo. All right. Anyway, thank you, Eddie. All right. There you go. So exciting. I need some judges. I need a few judges here. We are going to have Fact or Fiction, the great sports radio mystery, Fact or Fiction. And we will get to that. You got to figure out which of the stories is not true, separating fiction from fact. And we'll get to Fact or Fiction, and we will do it next.
You're listening to The Ben Maller Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Science tells us that nocturnal creatures have enhanced senses, including excellent hearing, making it easier for them to enjoy The Ben Maller Show. For those working the dreaded day shift, we offer the podcast. Listen when you want, how you want to The Ben Maller Show. It is guilt-free and recession-proof, available on the iHeart app and wherever you get your podcasts. Spread the good word, subscribe, and give us a spicy hot review. And now live from the TireRack.com Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
Please transmit immediately. Tell me lies, tell me
sweet little lies. Is it fact or fiction?
Let's face some raw facts.
Lies, 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 yeah.
On the Ben Maller Show.
And listen closely. Figure out which of the three stories is not true, separating fiction from fact. Let's welcome in our celebrity panel of judges and get right to the game. We say hello to the power couple in Bradenton, Florida. We've got Leslie and Jack the judge. Good morning, Leslie.
Ben, it's Jack and
Leslie. Hey, we got the judge. We got Jack the judge. No workout today, Jack? No working out? You're home? You're hanging out?
I worked out. I just got back.
All right. Good timing by you, Jack.
Yes.
Good job by you. How's life treating you? Good? Everything good with you guys?
Yes, it is. Yes. And yourself?
No, I can't complain. Oh, I could complain, but listen. Yeah. I'm not living the retirement life like you, Jack. You know what I'm saying, man. You're living the good life there, buddy.
Yes, we do. Well, yeah. You'll get there.
Yeah. Someday. All right, hold on a sec, Jack. And we've got Andy in Southern California. Hello, Andy.
Hey, go Bills.
Comic book Andy, go Bills. Go on vacation is what you meant to say, right?
Yeah, I was there. I was at the game.
That is dedication. That was long flight home, Andy, from Buffalo.
Dude, I got to tell you, I am 1-3 in Bills playoff games in the Josh Allen era. But I was at the Pats game last year, so, you know.
Well, there is that. All right. Well, at least you still got the Sabres. Hold on a sec. And we have Justin in Cincinnati, who's going to be one of our judges. Hello, Justin.
Hey, Bills Mafia and Brandon Bean deserve each other. Have a good winter, bunch of bitches.
All right. Now, Justin, are you willing to be our Bengal fan tomorrow to take on a Chiefs fan?
Yeah, but what Chiefs fan's even worthy of me?
Well, we'll find one.
You arrogant, I guess you can SOB. Find someone.
Yeah, we'll find somebody. All right, hold on a second. Who else do we have? We don't have tons of time here, so let's go. Rachel in Montebello. Hello, Rachel.
Good morning, Ben and the fabulous Maller Militia. Thank you for your prayers. Mama's doing well.
Good.
Her hip surgery fine. She's rehabbing. She's going to be home soon. Thank you.
Love to hear that, Rachel. Love to hear that. You're doing okay, too, yes?
Yes, sir.
All right. Hold on a second, Rachel. And we have Ferg Dog. Hello, Fergie.
Hey, Ben, do you plan to watch Fred Rogan's final NBC Sports update later today?
Nah, probably not. But, you know, wish him well, you know, all that. Yeah. All right, we got to get to the game. Hold on a sec, Ferg Dog. Story number one, puppy love, 360 million reasons Aaron Judge came back to the Yankees. But, well, let's just say he claimed one of them is because his dog and Anthony Rizzo, his teammate's dog, are best friends. He couldn't separate. Eagle fans love tailgating so much they were not allowed to tailgate till 4 o'clock last week. So they quick-witted fans bought tickets to the National Lacrosse game across the street so they could go and tailgate early. And story number three, a Dallas area appliance store taking things to the next level for the Cowboys. They had a commercial asking fans to come in and buy a refurbished TV to destroy. All right, Jack the Judge, 1, 2, or 3, Jack, which one's the fake story?
Number three, Ben.
All right, Andy, thank you. Well, 1, 2, or 3, Andy?
3, and who is that clown?
Justin, 1, 2, or 3, Justin?
In honor of Rachel, too.
All right, Rachel. It's number 3. Ferg Dog, you're out of the show. Go watch Rogan. You're out of the show, Ferg Dog. Number 3 was the fake story.
Got a murder, got to go.
I have nowhere to go.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road. But if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge and enjoy 10 smoke-free, spit-free days for just $5.95. Order online and start your new journey today. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah.
Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.